Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. A big word of thanks to everyone who supports me. Please make sure you subscribe to this, that you share this, if you can, please, on your own different platforms. I'd appreciate that. And I want to talk to you today about a topic which I seem to keep coming back to, but it's one that's close to my heart, and that's one that is a bit controversial, I suppose, but let's just put it out there anyway. I think talk radio is a fraud, okay? And, you know, I know that it prides itself, a bit like GB News, as being some kind of alternative to the mainstream media, but I think it's continuity mainstream media. And what caught my eye was I saw a tweet this morning from talk radio, and this was Julia Hartley Brewer, my old mucker, Julia, who calls on the British media to apologise for supporting lockdowns and not asking the right questions during the early stages of the pandemic. As she says, lockdowns don't save lives, they merely delay deaths. Well, I don't disagree with Julia. And I mean, yeah, you know, I've got to be honest. I know I've said some things critical of Julia Hartley Brewer. I actually like her. At a personal level, I like Julia Hartley Brewer. I like lots about Julia Hartley Brewer, but I've got a massive problem with her approach and indeed that of her station more generally. And here's my problem. So I'll outline it and you tell me what you think. And if you like this, by the way, hit the heart button. Go on, do some work. You see, she's right to say that the British media when the British media's only response to the lockdown was, why did we not lock down harder? And why do we not lock down longer? That was it. Absolutely it. No one in the mainstream media ever asked, what is the science of lockdowns? Why have we not locked down previously? What is the evidence to suggest that this is effective in a meaningful way? No. That was never asked. The questions, and I remember them so well during the early period of lockdown, were, why have we not locked down sooner, Prime Minister? Why have you eased the lockdown, Prime Minister? Those are the questions. So Julia is right. She's absolutely right to call on the British media to apologise. But I'd like to ask Julia to apologise for supporting vaccines and not asking the right questions during the rollout of vaccines. Oh, well, this is where it gets controversial. But how can she do that? Well, the answer is that she can't. And this is the problem I have, you see, because talk radio is Ofcom controlled. Ofcom is essentially the government. So if you want to have a license to broadcast, you cannot say and do things and go against Ofcom's rulings. And Ofcom is not going to support a major media outlet that questions vaccines. Oh, yes, they'll let them question lockdowns because, yeah, the purpose of lockdowns was to get the vaccines. But they won't let them question vaccines because that's too spicy. That's too risky. And so that's why, and so that's how it goes. And so Julia Hartley Brewer, for example, was telling us all about the sheer iniquities of lockdowns and the need to not mask our children and all of these things. She went along with all the vaccine. She went along with everything. She went along with initial days. She worked from home, right? She wore her mask. She talked about it. She wanted to go on holidays, so that's why she took her vaccines. Well, I'm sorry, that is not a very credibly scientific basis on which to take a vaccine, because you want to go somewhere warm. To Marbella, I think it was, she went to, and then to France or wherever. There's a sort of cognitive dissonance here. On the one hand, you can't be saying, yeah, lockdowns are wrong. But on the other hand, vaccines are okay. Because the purpose of lockdown was to get the vaccines. And Julia supports vaccines. Now, she's got questions about vaccine passports, but I suspect at the end of the day, I believe she probably has taken, I mean, she's double jab, so why wouldn't she take her vaccine passport? And this is the huge problem I have. These people posture as if they're rebels, as if they're opposing it, but they're not. They're not really opposing anything. They're offering meek resistance, What we need is robust resistance. But of course, those of us who actually are resistant and on a robust basis, we're not allowed to go on the media, on the mainstream media, including talk radio. We're not allowed. Instead, they have all these simpering, kind of very vanilla critics who say, yeah, well, you know, we shouldn't have locked down. But look, the government's done a great job when it comes to the rollout of vaccines, and that's super duper safe, and that's really working. That's what we have in this country. That's what we have with the media in this country, all of it. So if you want to get views that essentially oppose that being spewed out by the government, you've got to come to platforms like this and others. I know there's lots of us do it. We're the people who actually ask the tough questions. I've done that earlier today. You'll have seen it. Hopefully heard a podcast from me questioning how come when we get to almost 100% vaccine compliance that COVID infections start to take off? How come? How come Julia Hartley Brewer doesn't ask those questions? How come did Julia Hartley Brewer only ask particular questions? Because she asked soft questions. She's desperate to get government ministers on her program so she can interrogate them. But ultimately, you know, the interrogation comes down to my mind, trivialities. You know, I mean, number one, there's no room for vaccine passports whatsoever in our country. Full stop. They do nothing to keep you safe. Full stop. When it comes to vaccines, people have an absolute right to take a vaccine if they want. That's fine by me. But please do not tell me that I have to take a medical treatment to keep you safe. And yet that's exactly what has been accepted by the mass and the media. So I just see an incredible hypocrisy here, and it drives me mad. It drives me mad because I tend to wake up listening to some of it for about 5 minutes, and then I go off the deep end, and that's not a good way to start the day. So there we have it, folks. I mean, I think that talk radio is a bit of a sham, and I think they ask all the meek and mild questions. They don't get into the tough issues. They won't really challenge the government on the stuff that really, really matters, such as why are you imposing a COVID passport, Chinese communist style party, totalitarian passport system on the British people? Why are you doing that? And how come if these vaccines, which Julia's had two of, how come if they're so effective, COVID rates are going up? How come? The more we vaccinate our country, the more infections we get. How does that one work exactly? Well, you never get that question asked because, as I say, it's incompatible with Ofcom, so it's not asked. So that's why ultimately, if you want to be able to really get, I think, a more broad view of what's happening on, you got to stay away from the legacy media. And I'm afraid that includes talk radio. Thank you so much for listening.